One of the things that I appreciate most about the Kansas City Chiefs and the entire organization is the way that it honors and respects the United States military. This week is Military Appreciation Week as the Chiefs host the Cincinnati Bengals. It's part of the NFL-wide salute to service. But Kansas City has taken this a step further. Through work with the VFW and other organizations, it has also honored and helped the families of those who serve. I had a life-changing experience right here in this spot in the new Arrowhead at the Founders Club 2 years ago. It was the Brownlee family, a staff sergeant, his wife and kids from nearby Whiteman Air Force Base at Knob Noster, Missouri. But they had a special situation. They had a little daughter, Mackenzie, just 2 years old, who was diagnosed with an incurable form of leukemia. They had tried everything, but then had decided just to concentrate on the quality of life. They wanted to bring Mackenzie here to Arrowhead Stadium because they were Chiefs fans. And they wanted me to meet the family to somehow cheer them up and to spend some time with Mackenzie. And honestly, I thought, what does this have to do with being the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs? And I realized it had everything to do with it. Little Mackenzie was incredible. But it was just over a month later, I was at training camp, that I received word that Mackenzie had passed. That time spent with that family and with her is something that I will never, ever, ever forget. But it also showed me the need for all of us to stay involved and help the families of those who serve. It's why this week's game against the Cincinnati Bengals is way more than football, and why the Kansas City Chiefs continue to give a lot of attention, effort, and support to the families who help protect our country.